This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, did you... Chance to honor the veterans who protect and defend our freedom. How do you say thank you? How can you say thank you? What can you do? At a minimum, just recognize what it is they've done for this great country. At a minimum, just a thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your service. Simple as that. And you can do it today on the program. Love to hear your stories about vets you know. You got a family member, favorite story about a vet, someone you work with, someone in your community that you appreciate and want an opportunity to honor, give us a call. We've had a fun week. We started out Monday with our friends from Fortis Energy in that second annual Veterans Employer Summit, which was great fun. And of course, today, kicking off the weekend as well, we're at Village Inn, 25th Street South and 32nd Avenue South in Fargo, where they now sell a plate of bacon. It's a great deal. Plate of bacon, the brown sugar bacon, if you like that, it's fabulous. And tomorrow, at every Village Inn location, vets eat free. Free breakfast, whatever you want, go. The Village Inn breakfast. And it's fantastic. Really, really good. Today, we're kicking it off with our live broadcast here, and if vets stop in, they get a free piece of pie. So that's nice, too. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is preparing for the onslaught. What is it? Is it 1,200? I was trying to remember earlier. We were trying to chat with you, and I couldn't remember the numbers. Is it 1,200 for turkey today?
1,200.
Unbelievable.
But since you've committed to next year, November 8th, they're upping it to 1,500 already.
I've already got that on my calendar. What's not to
fantastic.
Love about?
Fantastic! I went back backstage to find out it was like 200. No, I got to double check the 425 pounds of turkey they've got ready to go.
What a neat deal! What a neat darn deal! And you know more than
and
anything.
And the missing man's table, and I put the picture up too, and you just can't help but look at it and realize, oh wow, it really makes it hit home. So do check that picture out if you get a chance. But
yeah, that's a lump in your throat moment.
Steve Schwann of the gang you put on.
Congrats to Steve Schwann and the and Capital RV, Northwest Contracting, Action Movers, all of the sponsors that help make this in quality in as well. So pretty cool. And 1,200 folks today, starting at 10:30. The free turkey, the elk at the Elks Lodge, and that's on South Washington. And Todd will be there until the last turkey's eaten. Right? Of course you will.
Yeah, all pretty right. much.
Next up on the program, we want to chat with a Vietnam veteran. A little later on, we're going to talk more with Rusty Ord and also Tom Campbell, two vets we've chatted with on the program as well. And Tom's going to share the story of his dad, a B-17 pilot. Rusty, a little bit of his own story as a Iraq War vet. And next, a Vietnam vet. And we're pleased to be joined by Hank Toole today. How are you, Hank?
Good. Doing great.
Fantastic. So good to have you on the program. You know, every time there's anything going on with veterans, I always think of Vietnam veterans, mostly because of all the veterans that have served this country, I can't think of any group of folks that were treated, you know, poorly when they came home. Most came home to a hero's welcome, as they should, but Vietnam veterans did not. So the thank you now for Vietnam vets is all that more important given the welcome. What do you remember about your time coming home?
Wasn't quite pleasant. I was a medevac pilot, so I was not involved in the shooting, but the saving side of it, and it was a little rough to come home and go through an airport and be called a baby killer and spit on and all that when you were really doing a good job and being a good soldier. So it was a little rough.
Yeah. That's it's unthinkable, really. Just a terrible chapter in American history. It's one I wish we could erase, but I guess the only way to erase it at this point is to make sure we take some time to say, hey, sorry that happened, and we do thank you very much for your service. Tell us a little bit about your service. You were in the Army, right?
Yeah, I came in 68 in the Army. Went as a medical service guy, so I went to flight school and became a medevac pilot, and coming back from Vietnam, I really enjoyed the flying. I enjoyed the camaraderie of all the soldiers I was with, the good friends. And so I stayed in, ended up doing 29 years, retired as a colonel. And I just had a great experience. I mean, the Army was my life, and I enjoyed it. A lot of fun.
Well, we appreciate that service. Now you pour your heart and soul into making sure that injured soldiers receive an extra special treat. Talk about this effort you started 5 years ago or so, or maybe it's longer than that now, where you approach some folks about doing some nice things for veterans. This is a neat Operation Second Chance. It's called a neat effort to give vets a special thank you. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Operation Second Chance was started by Cindy McGrew, and actually right outside of Walter Reed about 10, 11 years ago. And she had a neighbor that deployed, and one of his best friends was injured, and at Walter Reed. And she visited the hospital. She realized there were things that the young troops in the hospital needed, whether it was a pizza dinner one night or flying a relative in to visit or what. Whatever the need was. So she started this organization basically to help those young men and women that were in the hospital. Probably about seven or eight years ago, I lived in Montana, a little town called Red Lodge, and I was on the board of Operation Second Chance, and I realized that there were a lot of folks that needed to get away from the hospital, or those that had been medically retired that were still looking for that little bit of help that they needed. So we started doing retreats in Montana. We started with a couple of retreats, actually, bring the husband and wife. The first day we ride horses. The second day, take an ATV ride up in the mountains. The third day, we float the river, and we give them a day off and take them to Yellowstone. And it really was to get them away from doctors and appointments and medicines and all the stuff that they were going through day and day. And even to get a little bit of break from the daily family requirements of the children. So we started that, and it really grew, and a lot of it grew from my fellow Vietnam vets. They would come out and see what we were doing, and then they would go back to Durango, Colorado, Virginia Beach, or wherever they lived, and they started retreats. So today we've got probably about 40 retreats going on in different parts of the country, some with families and kids and some just singles. It's really a great idea, and we're finding now that there are a lot of folks who have been medically retired and they're living in some little town somewhere, and they've lost a lot of that support base in the hospital. They've lost a lot of that friendship and watching your back from their fellow soldiers, and they're really struggling, and so we get a lot of applications offline, online, from folks that are way out in the middle of nowhere that just need to come back and meet some soldiers again and join another family.
Wow.
So it's kind of a, and we look at it, it's called Operation Second Chance, and it's a second chance for these young men and women, but it's also kind of a second chance for our country to say, thank you, because they didn't do a very good job earlier on some of the Vietnam folks.
Exactly right. There was a second chance to say thank you in a proper way, and what a neat deal. Now, this all started because you talked to someone that owns some great clubs franchises, right? This Dennis Stevens, and I believe he owns the great clubs franchise in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska. And you gave him the idea, and then he really became fired up about it and is right now someone that was on the horseback rides and at the ranch, and in addition to funding it, really became involved in it, right?
Yeah, Dennis is, of course, he's a neighbor here in Red Lodge, and Dennis, when we first started the retreat, of course, finances is always a challenge, and Dennis and the whole Great Clips organization financially jumped in to help us with buying tickets, airline tickets, different things to get us out, and Dennis and his family have continued to be a great supporter. They they're always there when the need arises. When we bring the couples in, we love going to Dennis and Nancy's ranch, and they have a great meal.
Hang on, if you would, Hank. We'll come back. I want to ask you how folks can participate in these. If people know of someone that might be a good fit for the program, we'll do that when we come back. And also welcome more calls with your stories about vets. Don't go away.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
One, two, three, four.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, live and on location at Village Inn today. Village Inn, of course, is we're at the Fargo location, which is 25th Street South and 32nd Avenue South. Tomorrow at all the Village Inn locations, Minot, Moorhead, West Fargo, Fargo, free breakfast for vets. Come on in. Today, free pie, if you stop in during the broadcast. And Rusty Ort has CDs for you with some great tunes. Tom Campbell has the book about his dad, Guardian Angel, so those are free for the asking, too. Come find us. Ed Villagin will be here till 11 o'clock today. Todd is live and on location at the Elks in Bismarck, broadcasting live from the big event, where 1,200 folks are going to have some free turkey today, thanks to the good folks at Schwann's, Buick GMC Cadillac. Tickets have been given out the last number of weeks at Capital RV and Northwest Contracting, Action Movers, and Quality Inn. Are they lining up yet, Todd? I know we're a few minutes before 10:30, but you see them now? Are they lining up? All right. Todd's busy getting ready to serve the turkey there. Also want to thank our fine sponsors who make our broadcast possible. They include our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Don't forget that 4-for-4 special all day, every day, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. Two of the best cookies you'll ever have in your entire life. I mean, the cookies are incredible. They're worth the trip alone to PetroServe USA. No kidding. And a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Stop in there and tell them Scott sent you, okay? Wrapping up our conversation with a Vietnam vet that is doing a wonderful thing with this Operation Second Chance now. Bringing injured soldiers to Red Lodge, Montana for a fishing and rafting retreat. Before we let you go, Hank, I wanted to ask about how you go about selecting the vets or hearing about the vets that that are in need of this.
You know, we have a great web page, and many of the young couples that need retreats are the vets, so I'll go on the web page and fill out applications and send to us. We still have folks visiting the major hospitals in San Antonio and Washington, D.C., and then also we work very closely with SOCOM, our Special Operations Command, and their care coalition in bringing young Navy SEALs and Special Forces and Rangers out to retreats.
So the best thing to do, we direct them to the website?
Go to the website is probably the best way, and there's an application form. You fill that out, and that'll come directly to us. We'll review it and contact you and try to pick the best retreat for you.
Fantastic. And the website is what?
It's OperationSecondChance.org.
OperationSecondChance.org, helping active and retired soldiers recovering from traumatic injuries. A great operation. Bring them out to Montana. That's fantastic. Well, thanks for your service on this Veterans Weekend, Colonel Toole, and thanks for doing what you're doing with Operation Second Chance.
All right. Thanks for having me on, and happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there in your neighborhood.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Betty in Max Bass has a vet story for us, and we welcome others at 258-0550, 258-0550 today. Hey, Betty, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I have a story that might sound far-fetched, but I swear to you it's true. It's about my granddaughter, my dad's dad was a veteran of the Civil War. Now, I'm an old lady. You can probably understand that. But Grandpa was, he was born in 1844. My dad was born in 1889. And Grandpa was camped outside of Washington, D.C., his platoon or whatever, and they had already gone to bed for the night, and they were wakened. They thought it was maybe an attack or something, and they were ordered to stand in line. And when they were in line, President Lincoln had come to their camp, and he went through the lines and shook hands with every soldier there. I thought that was so great that my grandfather shook hands with President Lincoln. And then he went on. He was wounded in Frederick, Maryland, and a wound that was with him the rest of his life. But I'm so proud of him.
That's an incredible story. How do you remember how you learned that story? How you found out about it?
From my dad.
So your dad was pretty proud of that, too.
Oh, yes. My dad, very patriotic.
Wow. That is a neat story. Betty, have you ever seen the movie Lincoln, by chance?
No, I didn't.
Fabulous movie. And in the movie, there is a scene where Lincoln is just sitting there without a lot of pomp and circumstance, but sitting there, and soldiers are coming up and talking to him.
Well, from what I understand, he was just a common man, you know, and no pomp and circumstance about him. And Grandpa was so proud of him, and Daddy said that he was so upset after the war was over from the way the Southern people were treated. And that's what makes me upset now when I hear about all these shrines coming down and people not wanting anything to do with, you know, Robert E. Lee statues or anything like that. And I don't think President Lincoln would have been proud of that. And I know my grandpa wouldn't have been. Because Daddy said he was upset, you know, when he'd hear about the carpetbaggers and that type of thing. That they thought the war was over and it should go back to being friends again.
Did your father, or if you know your grandfather...
No, my grandpa died 20 years before I was born.
Long before you were born, okay. So you had the benefit of hearing the stories about your grandfather from your father. But, I mean, what on Veterans Day, would he accept the thank yous, the accolades? Would he do something special on Veterans Day? Do you remember?
Well, we always flew flags and things like that, but not anything else special. We lived out in the country.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, that's a neat story. A neat memory for Veterans Day, Betty, for sure. I'm glad you...
Well, my brother was able to get some of my grandpa's papers from the military, and I have copies of them, and I'm proud.
That's really neat. If you get a chance, and it's available on DVD, so you can just watch it at home, watch the movie Lincoln, especially with that memory that you have. You'll love it, because it's a great, great story about Lincoln. It's my favorite movie ever. The whole thing's just incredible, and what he did and how hard he fought to, you know... to do what it's fabulous. It really is, and I was really struck about his movie. Actually, starts with that, where he's, you know, sitting there, just sitting on the edge of a table, his feet dangling, and you know, soldiers coming up to him in a very informal way. It wasn't like, you know, today where you got, you know, Hail to the Chief playing or anything like that. It's just a regular guy out there talking with the troops. Pretty darn cool. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate you sharing the story.
You're welcome, and thank you. Bye.
Bye. Her grandfather in the Civil War, and had the opportunity to interact with President Abe Lincoln. Pretty cool. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Congressman Kevin Cramer will be participating in the National Guard final formation ceremony and lunch at the Grafton Armory in Grafton tomorrow from 11 to 1. Sounds like a great way to celebrate Veterans Day as well. So I've given you now Senator Hoban's schedule and Senator or Congressman Cramer's schedule, as well as Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Senator Heitkamp does not send us her schedule. I don't know why that doesn't come to what's on your mind. But anyway, we would certainly share where she's going to be as well if we had it. So, all right, telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A vet you want to tell us about, vet you want to share a story about. There's a lot of vets with stories that are lining up right now at the Alex and Bismarck. Todd, are you... do we have Todd now?
Oh, my God, I hope so.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? They blasted in here. We get 1,200 tickets, and what they did is they did it in three shifts, 400 a shift, and we're amping it up to 1,500 for next year because Scott Hennon has already committed to being
Would
here
you
at the
stop
Elks
with that?
In Bismarck for next year.
The Bismarck Mandan Elks Lodge on South Washington, and so the turkey serving is underway. It's going right now.
Turkey and all the trimmings we've got started at 12, officially at 10:30, but actually they were lined up well before 10, and we went ahead and just started serving the folks that work at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and Capital RV and Quality Inn. Action Movers, Northwest Contracting are all here. They've left their perches at their regular jobs to come here and serve veterans today. A free Veterans Appreciation Meal. Just thanks for all you've done and all you do.
That's awesome. And if you have any of those vets that, wouldn't mind chatting. I know they're kind of a shy bunch. But,
and Steve Schwann is here, too. Steve is committed to 1500 for next year. The only other step we could do is the Bismarck Event Center, but you're not quite interested in serving 9,500 veterans, I suppose. That would be a lot.
You know, I'd love to, but we've got to keep it down to where we can handle it. And the Elks does a great job. I mean, it doesn't get better than this.
Why is it that they're lining up at the other table more than your guys' table as far as getting the turkey and stuff?
I think that Capital RV is serving them more turkey. I really
that it.
Yeah, we're a little.
Oh, maybe they had some little addition to their turkey that you guys didn't, some extra ingredient or something.
I think they're serving more turkey over there. But I want to just, before we run here, and I know we're going to be back on later on, I just want to tell everybody how we appreciate our sponsors this year again. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, Action Movers, Capital RV, Wells Fargo, Northwest Contracting, and again, Quality and Suites. And again, without these guys, we can't make this happen. I was just talking to Kurt from Capital RV. I guess it is our eighth year. So it just gets better and better. And you can see, have you ever seen a response like this at 10:30 in the morning before for turkey dinner?
Lining up so early, and it's fantastic to watch. And of course, next year when Scott ends, you're going to have to, you know, make sure
would you stop
about
with
9
that?
Or 8:30 people are ready.
Yeah,
would
that's
you
right. In fact, I walked in here at 9 o'clock, and there were people sitting here this morning.
Ask Steve how the
that's
idea started.
Well, Todd, we'll put up more tickets for next year and make it up to 1,500. And then you may have to add a fourth shift to make it 2,000 or so.
Well, maybe, you know, if they're willing to get here at 9, we could probably go to 3. How's that?
Okay. Let's do it. So, Bismarck, Van Dan, Alex, thanks, Steve Schwann, and everybody at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and Capital RV and everybody else are making it happen.
Yeah, we are. And again, we've got Scott's word. He's going to be here next year.
He keeps committing to it. Scott, what's the latest?
Yeah, I have it on the calendar. I'm also curious from Steve how this idea started. You mentioned it's the eighth year. What was the spark for this idea?
It's really crazy. Bruce Benz and I were sitting in the Elks Club about 8 years ago, and you know, we started talking about veterans and how we could better honor them in some special way. And we're having a beer, and you know, let's serve them a free dinner. So I talked to the Elks, and they told us what it would cost. We started out with 300 tickets, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And I'll tell you, it's the hottest thing in town, and everybody looks forward to it. We got people calling in September wanting to know when tickets are going to be on going out. So it's a big item, and we really appreciate it. I'm just so excited to see these people every year come out, and it means a lot to us and to our staffs to come out and work this thing for everybody.
That's awesome. Well, thanks a bunch for doing it. Thanks to all the sponsors, and the turkey smells great.
Hey, by the way, Scott, Steve Herman says hi.
Well, tell him hi. He's a good man. Good man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Steve, of course, some action movers. So I tell you what, some good folks putting that deal together. Appreciate that very much. We're at the Village Inn, 25th and 32nd in Fargo. Free pie. It's not quite a turkey dinner today, but it's free pie if you come by and see us. And we're going to talk about a couple of vet stories with folks that are joining us right here. Rusty Ort, I mentioned earlier, is an Iraq War vet. And Tom Campbell joining us, talking about his dad, a B-17 pilot, and we have copies of the book Guardian Angel, which are the writings of Captain Campbell, so I look forward to talking about that as well. And if you have a story to share about a vet you want to give a shout-out to, all you need to do is pick up the phone and call us at 258-0550, 258-0550, or you can text us to Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Text a story about a vet, 701-367-2054. Rusty Ort, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine, Scott.
You have your Deacons wear on today, and it says hashtag Deacons win state. So there may be some St. Mary Saints fans on their way over here, and those are fighting words.
They're the greatest fighting words, but we say them with kindness and respect.
There you go. Of course, should be fun. It's gonna be a great day in the Fargo Dome today. The big game at 3 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot better than the regions were for both St. Mary's and for Shanley. It was an outdoor game that North Dakota was blessed with snow that day. So it'd be nice to see a warm game.
So bring me back to 9/11 and the events after, and what you felt, and why you decided, you know what, I think I need to join the Guard. What were you thinking?
Well, Scott, you know, I was in the Navy in the early 80s, and upon getting out, we started our own business, I and my wife, and lo and behold, this station came on, and it was 1100, at that time it was another station.
It was 1100 the Flag, yeah.
And
oh,
it was WDY.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
Over at 970.
Flag wasn't on the air then. Yep.
And, boy, I started listening, and I'm thinking, well, this makes common sense. And I just felt I'm not doing enough when I'm driving these back country roads city to city. So I decided, after listening to you and Sean Hannity and Rush, I said, hey, let's get off the ball and let's go do what we got to do to make our country great again. And I asked for an age waiver, and I was allowed back in to the North Dakota National Guard, came in as a military police unit, 191. And upon that, we got moved over to Iraq in the 2007-2009 tour on the force buildup. Upon being over there, we found it's kind of even tough to be an older than average soldier over there. You bring past experiences, but you also have a belief system that you're there for the reason of the occurrence of what happened at 9/11. You know, and then as the years pass, continuing listening to the radio station, the opportunities that came before us, and where I've been, who I've seen, I've had the chance to be down at Ground Zero three times now, spoke twice, and friends with our good friend Dan Daly from the police, our fire department, who was the fire chief that day.
So some friendships and some relationships and some things that you would not otherwise been able to do have come out of that.
Yes.
Without question. But you've also had a ton of hardships from your brain injury and the mortar attack. As you sit here today, do you ever go back and say, I should have just stayed to be a businessman and fought my fight here rather than go over there? Do you have any regrets at all?
Never. I never want to look back and say, what if? And if you have regrets about shaking a hand of a veteran you see in an airport or a veteran that has aged and nobody talking to him but still has the deepest desire to put on that uniform to fight, those are the meanings that you fight for. And if you don't fight for America and you don't fight for that flag that hangs, something is got to give. And you're either there or you're not. And for me, I'm there. That flag is a symbol of our freedom and our history.
Amazing story.
And I would do it again.
Stay right there, Rusty. We're going to chat with Tom Campbell, too. Tom, you have a book along today, Guardian Angel. We've given out copies of this before on different events surrounding vets things. It's a really neat memoir, really, in your dad's own words, put together that your family's put out there. What do you remember of your earliest conversations with your dad about his service in World War II?
I remember, Scott, I asked him, I said, Dad, were you ever scared, you know, in 1942, the first missions, you know, half of the pilots never came back when they flew the channel and bombed Germany. And he says, you know, we were two, he was 20 and 21 then. He said, you know, we were two, and he didn't give himself any credit. He said, we were too young, dumb, and patriotic to ever have to take time to get scared. It was exciting for him, he said, you know, being in the war, they're war heroes. And another thing I remember him telling me was, you know, the whole country, and FDR and Kennedy, he was the ambassador to England. Nobody wanted us going to war, and that was when Hitler was just kind of taking his one front war, mowing over Western Europe. And then the bombing of Pearl Harbor, unfortunately, was a blessing in disguise, because that's what fired up my dad. And that's basically the whole United States overwhelmingly wanted to fight the war because against Japanese, and of course it was a two-front war. But I find that as a blessing, where you wouldn't think something like a Pearl Harbor bombing, a devastation and the lives lost, got us in the war that in essence potentially stopped Hitler. Without that, we would have been maybe lagging 1 or 2 years, and Hitler would have had a massive momentum, and it could have been a whole different, you know, different thinking around. But I guess, you know, to kind of sum it up, we were in Fargo, oh gosh, 5, 6, or 7 years ago. My dad was still alive. He passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. And there was a B-17 that flew here. It was a kind of a remembrance day of a big lot of veterans. And I remember we were walking around. There's thousands of people there. My dad had his Legion hat on and the 401st bomb jacket on. And this total stranger came up to him and said, you're a veteran. He goes, yeah, World War II. He hugged him and said, thank you for your service. And I'm thinking, like, gosh, I should thank my dad too. But, you know, my dad was the greatest generation. He loved us, but he never told us that. He was kind of more reserved. And I said, I got to thank my dad. And I remember saying that many times. And you know what? Unfortunately, I never did. He passed away before I had a chance to thank him. So I just want to encourage anybody listening, whether it's your dad or your brother or a family member, thank a veteran. Even if you don't know him, give him a hug and thank him before it's too late, like I did. I waited too long.
Yeah, it makes good sense. And Rusty said the same thing about how much a difference that makes as a veteran. So Sherry in Williston has a vet story. We'll get that and wrap up our conversation with Rusty and Tom when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back at the Village Inn, kicking off Veterans Weekend, a lot going on. If you do nothing else, just think of that. At a bare minimum, think of that sometime this weekend. Last chance to thank him on the air. Tell us a story about a vet right now at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about the good work they do at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Affordable, reliable energy, part of the above solution. The great technology, the amount of dollars going in for clean coal is incredible right here in North Dakota. The jobs it creates, the impact on the economy, all of that. But it's an industry that's under constant attack from extreme environmentalists. So you can help just by being a part of that coalition that says, hey, I'm for affordable, reliable energy. and do that very easy at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Sherry in Williston, tell us that vet story. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. My grandfather came over from Denmark. He wasn't a citizen of the U.S. yet, but he joined the services, and they said they'd give him citizenship. So he served in the Army. My dad served. All three of my brothers served. I did not. I'm the only girl of the kids, but my son is a Marine, and he served in Afghanistan. So I've got a long history of men that I am very proud of that served this country.
All right. That's so awesome. Thanks for sharing, Sherry. Appreciate you calling, okay? Thanks so much.
Yep.
See how easy that is, folks? Come on. Piece of cake. Texter says, shout out to Master Sergeant General Eric Martz for a champion of advocating for veterans issues in our region. One of the greatest men I've ever known. Deserves the attention for sure. There you go. Appreciate that very much. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is live at the Elks Club today. Turkey being served up. One of the fine sponsors of today's events. Action Movers. Steve Herman is there with him. Todd? Can you hear me? Manny, where's Todd? Do we know? All right. We're trying. Sometimes we have Todd. Sometimes we don't have Todd. I don't know. I think we need a veteran engineer is what we need to take care of that problem.
How about now?
Now I can hear you. Yeah, there we go. All right.
Somebody hit disconnect or something like that. Steve Herman's here. Steve, tell me the story of the missing man's table.
Okay, well, what we've got set up here today is the missing man table, one in each part of the building. It's set on a single place setting of a table with a tablecloth with the Bible, the flag, a lemon, some salt, and a place setting, a rose, and a burning candle. And what that table is about, it's our way of symbolizing the members of the military of arms are missing from our midst, and they are commonly called POWs or MIAs. And, of course, we in the military call them our brothers. So we have those tables set up as a new addition this year, and we'll carry that forward going into next year and years forward.
You can't help but walk in and we'll watch that table and realize this is why we're doing this for our veterans. And for those who can't be here, at least we can remember them as well. It just kind of makes it sink in why we're doing this today.
Yeah, I mean, we're very proud of being sponsors of this with some of the other businesses. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event, and the missing table just adds to the event.
Great.
We're the Bismarck Band and Elks. Going to be going in three shifts today. Hopefully everybody got their tickets because the tickets are all gone, but we've amped it up for next year to 1,500, Steve Schwann's. Making sure to get more because Scott Hedden will be here next year. So.
Well, that's absolutely great. We're wonderful to hear Scott here, but Todd, we're so grateful that you're here and that KFYR is covering this. We couldn't be happier and more appreciative of you being here.
Honored to be a part of it.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you very much. You're a great patriot, and good to hear from you. Rusty, you want to give a last shout-out to some folks behind the scenes, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I sure do. You can't go through a Veterans Day without recognizing a few. I want to say hi to Todd over there. He's done so much for me. Also, our former AG, Agent Spritzenat and Haugen. Great advocates for our state, and I would be missed without saying something about Melissa Seitz for her advocacy on all veterans issues, to Kevin Kramer for placing me on his Veterans Advisory Board that helps him bring issues to the U.S. Congress, and also to John Hoven for all that he does for our veterans reform and always answering the call, and to Scott and to all of those people.
God bless you, Rusty. Appreciate you very much. Tom, any final words that you want to share with everybody?
No, just basically to thank you for having me on, and it's been a great day to remember people like my dad and all the veterans. Without them, we would not be enjoying the freedom we have right now, sitting at the Village Inn enjoying pie. So thanks to all of that.
And really good pie.
And Todd, if Scott's ever talked too much, just put a piece of strawberry rhubarb pie with ice cream on the front of him, and he won't say anything
shut
for
right
5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly right. So glad the Campbell family did the Guardian Angel. Personal Memoirs of World War II by Captain Paul Campbell, B-17, Fortress Pilots, a neat book, neat memory, and appreciate you bringing those as well. What do we have here? Oh, my gosh, we're short on time, but Dick and Minot, I'll get you in quick with a vet shout-out. Only a few seconds left. Go ahead, Dick.
Hey, this is Dick and Minot. I just want to tell you about a patriotic family. There was my dad was a World War I veteran. He had six sons. One son died in infancy. The other five boys all spent time in the military. Oldest brother was wounded in Hurtgen Forest in Germany in World War II. His son was wounded in Vietnam. And anyway, the next son was in the Air Force, next one in the Army.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. Dick, do me a favor. Call us next week so we can tell more of that story because it sounds like a great one. But thanks for giving a shout-out to that family. God bless you, folks. Happy Veterans Day.
You can own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Lynch Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA. And now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family helping America fuel better.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.